right. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcasts. Back today with nurse practitioner Sherry Gould to talk about one of my favorite topics, sleep. Sleep can be challenging in Parkinson's, and here to address some of the issues around sleep is Sherry.
So a very common non-motor problem that happens in people with Parkinson's is that of sleep dysfunction. And that comes in a variety of forms. There's plain insomnia, difficulty falling asleep, and probably more common, difficulty staying asleep. So most people with Parkinson's really don't have a problem. Their head hits the pillow and boom, they're out. Sleep well, but 2 or 3 hours later, they tend to wake up and it's difficult to fall back asleep. That has a lot to do with the sleep cycle and amount of melatonin that you have in your brain that allows you to stay asleep. Many times a recommendation of just over-the-counter that works very well because low levels of melanin that is being made in the brain of people with Parkinson's is to take supplemental melatonin, extended-release melatonin. Then there are a variety of prescription medications that you can discuss with your healthcare provider. If a more passive and easy melatonin, which is a more natural way to address this type of sleep dysfunction, doesn't work. Another very common sleep problem in Parkinson's is called REM sleep behavior disorder. This is incredibly common. And many people and marriages say, oh my God, my wife, my husband, they've always talked in their sleep. They've always like thrashed around a bit. This is ever since I knew him in his 20s. Well, yes, indeed. Many times that's one of the keys that we know that Parkinson's may be developing. So what is REM sleep behavior disorder? Basically, there's a little nucleus or what would kind of a button in our brain that when we go to sleep, that little button sends a message to our muscle to create a natural paralysis. So though all of us dream literally every night, we don't speak out our dreams, nor do we act out our dreams. But in Parkinson's disease, actually in 40% of people with Parkinson's, that little button, so to speak, is not working. And so though people are dreaming, they don't have that natural paralysis. And so they talk and they act out their dreams. And this can actually sometimes become quite violent. Many times in males, probably testosterone-based, there's a lot of there can be a lot of fighting or defending yourself. And so there can be an arm that flails over and hits the spouse. Sometimes it's not uncommon that I hear stories all the time that they have to put a big pillow or two pillows or sleep in separate rooms. This is a problem that can be treated, not with over-the-counter medications. This is a problem that can be treated by a prescription drug that you can talk to your healthcare provider about that they may be able to recommend. Why is this such an important issue? Sleep is essential for you, for people with Parkinson's. You must get a good night's sleep. And even though you're not awake when REM sleep behavior disorder is occurring, you're not resting your brain, and you are not resting your body. So you wake up unrested, even though you think you've had a good night's sleep. So please make sure to bring this up at your next appointment with your healthcare provider. So then there's obstructive sleep apnea. This is a condition where people actually can have very shallow breathing or literally stop breathing for seconds at a time. And it's only a buildup of CO2 in the bloodstream that triggers this kind of deep breath to catch up on what you need to be sleeping regularly. This is usually addressed by a sleep specialist or possibly your primary care provider that can recommend something like a CPAP machine or other type of mechanism that will help you breathe more naturally and normally throughout the night. Another issue that happens in Parkinson's disease quite commonly is that of restless leg syndrome. And what is that? So restless leg syndrome is this incredible urge to move your legs, just as the name implies. So Unfortunately, this is something that happens not typically during the day, but more in the evening, and certainly when you lay down to go to sleep. Your legs feel like they just have the heebie-jeebies. The only thing that takes that irresistible urge to move away is to get up and walk. So restless leg syndrome can definitely interfere with your sleep, and it also can be treated medically. This, again, is something that if you're experiencing this urge towards the evening, and certainly at night, it's waking you up, it's preventing you from going to sleep, please talk to your primary care provider about it. There are very effective medicines to address this important issue that may interfere with a quality of your sleep. And then lastly, there's just Parkinson's. There's stiffness. There's slowness at night, not just during the day. And for most of you, your last dose of medication of your carbidopa levodopa was maybe when you went to bed. A lot of times it is before you have your last meal, you know, half hour before you eat. And so you're pretty dopamine depleted at night. And that dopamine depletion causes stiffness and slowness. So things that we just take for granted, like rolling over in bed or putting our sheets over our, you know, over our bodies, or getting comfortable, rolling side to side, or getting out of the bed to go use the restroom, which is a very common issue in Parkinson's, can become very, very difficult. So again, this is an issue that needs to be brought up with your healthcare provider. There are ways that we can manipulate the dopamine supplementation to make your muscles calmer and more comfortable and assure you a better night's sleep.
All right. Thanks, Sherry. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Be sure to check back for more episodes of the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcasts. And you can always find us on the web at parkinsonsassociation.org. We'll see you next time.